Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Plunger Man. In my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, I take two chapters to talk about a leader's confidence and a leader's humility. Effective shepherd leaders are learning to balance their confidence and their humility. In Chapter 4, I tell a true story about an alter ego superhero I created as a way to remind myself of the importance of adding humility to my confidence. I hope you'll watch the video featuring the artwork of Adam Comrie and the excellent production work of my son-in-law, Ian Murphy. And I also hope that you will pick up a copy of Shepherd Leadership for yourself or for a ministry leader in whom you would like to invest. Now, here's Plunger Man. Plunger Man. Not to be too graphic or gross, but younger kids struggle in using the bathroom facilities, especially when they are in a public restroom and mom or dad isn't around to coach them and they are in a hurry to get back to the fun activities with their friends. This was on full display for my team when we would host upwards of 500 children for a week of summer camp fun. My housekeeping staff didn't look forward to these weeks. We literally had to schedule teams to monitor and clean up dozens of restrooms all over the campground all day long. I'm not exaggerating here. It was truly an all-day operation. I knew they really dreaded getting this assignment, and it wasn't necessarily something I relished either. But as one who by natural temperament is highly confident, I needed to make sure I beefed up my servant's attitude. I had to make a deliberate choice to serve the servants, to do the work that no one else wanted to do, to serve my staff by, if you'll pardon the pun, relieving them of at least a little of their distasteful work. So I created an alter ego superhero named Plunger Man. I'd go to bed at my usual time, and then I would get up in the middle of the night, slip on some work clothes, and begin making the rounds of all the restrooms. I wore rubber gloves nearly up to my elbows, and I had my golf cart loaded with boxes of toilet paper, a mop, cleaning supplies, and, of course, my trusty plunger. I would visit each restroom and go stall to stall, often thinking, "Don't any of these kids know how to flush?" Occasionally, I would open a stall door and feel my stomach churn as I saw what wasn't flushed, and in all likelihood, couldn't be flushed without assistance. Sometimes, I'd have an internal dialogue with myself like, "This is just too gross, so I'm going to leave it for someone else," or, "I could pretend I didn't see this one," or, "I've done enough tonight already, so what's it going to hurt if I leave just this one?" It was at these moments I'd walk back to my golf cart, grab my trusty plunger, hold it high in the air, and literally say out loud, "This is a job for Plunger Man!" And then I would swoosh back into the restroom to attack the problem, all while trying not to gag. I wanted to serve the servants. I wanted to do what I could to show them how much I appreciated their needful but disgusting responsibilities. Sheep are messy, and cleaning up the messes will do more to cure a case of "that's beneath me" than anything else. Just like Jesus declared to his Father, "I wish there was another way, but nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." If Jesus could do that for me, I can certainly clean up after some messy sheep. Hi, this is Craig Owens, and that was a clip from my book, Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter. Listen, being a shepherd leader is not for the faint of heart. Now, I'm not suggesting that you take on the role of your organization's custodian, unless that's what God has called you to do. But what I am advocating is that if you lean towards being naturally confident, that you find ways to add humility. I spent two chapters of my book unpacking this tension between confidence and humility. I hope you'll pick up a copy of my book soon.